Tosis is bothered with the kasha. The last few lines in the Tosis on Yud Aleph and Beis, they had a kasha. How come the Gemara in Brachas has a different pasuk than the Gemara in Sanhedrin to prove the same point that the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Yibra Hashanah has to be done in Eretz Yehuda, the Chatchila, but the Yevit has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, but the Chatchila should be in Eretz Yehuda? So our Gemara quoted the pasuk, L'shich Nesidushu Uvasa Shama. It should be Bishchenu Shalmokan. And the Gemara in Brachas quoted a totally different pasuk, Kimitzi and Teitzei Seira, Advar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the question was, how do you say anything from the Sheikh Nesidushu Vasa Shama? So the Marsho explains, the Sheikh Nesidushu, you should ask in Shchenu Shalmokan, when should we come to be Oyla Rego? Is Pesach going to be this coming month, or is it going to be next month? Do you plan? They asked the Bez Nagoda, do you plan to postpone Pesach by adding on another Sheni? So that's what it means. L'shich Nesidushu, Rosh asked the Rabbonim, and the Bez Nagoda who meet in the Shechenu Shalmokam in Eretz Yehuda, and then the Vosso Shama, then Be'er L'Regal, and they tell you. So this Pasuk is really talking about Ibra Shana. Should become this month or next month, to Be'er L'Regal. When is Pesach? The other Pasuk, Kimitzian Teitzei Seira, so that's what the Tzlach filled the rest with the Mashua. That pasuk, our pasuk is only talking about Ibra Hashanah. Should I come this month, or next month? The pasuk Kibitzi and Teitzei Seira is only talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, not about Ibra Hashanah. Why? Because Teitzei Seira, it doesn't go on Paskening Shailas. Why is it called Teitzei Seira? It sounds like the pasuk that says Terech Hadashim Iti Teitzei. So what mashmas does that have? Kibitzi and Teitzei Seira. The rabbis make up Yesh Meayin. They make up something. What do they make up? They pask him whatever it says in Chumash. The answer is, from the 613 mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah where the psaka is binding, even if it's an error. If they made it up on top of the errors. That's atem afilu mizidin, atem afilu shaking, atem afilu mutin. Whatever the Bezdin paskens, but within reason. They can't make a month that's less than 29 days or more than 30 days, and they can't make a year that's less than 12 months or more than 13 months. So within reason, whatever they say goes. That's called kimitzi and teitzei sir. So that's what the Tzlach says. That pasuk only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh because the drosh atem afilim zidn elam be'adam Hashem shetikru osam. So the word osam is written in Chumash Chasavav, and one of the many midrash alternate Rashi spam is that we darshan a lot of times halach is based on Malay and Chasav, whether the word is spelled in Chumash Malay and Chasav. So here you have the pasuk elam be'adam Hashem shetikru osam, and it's Chasavav. We read it osam. But the ksiv is atem. So that's the drush in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Atem afilim zidin, atem afilim shogigim, atem afilim mutn. And it only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. So that's why you need it to psukim. This pasuk goes only on Ibra Hashanah. You should ask the Rabbanim and the Shechenu Shalmokim, when should I be early regal, this month or next month? And that pasuk only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh. How do you know that atem afilim zidin, atem afilim shogigim doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah? So the Tzlach says, you see from the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. Again, we see from the Gemara, not on Yud Gimel. On the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we started yesterday. So the Gemara says, there is Ar Machloikas Hatanoim. In Yuma Dav Zainam in base, and it's a machlokes Amoraim in Yuma Dav Avam in base. Which Tana's opinion to accept, whether Tuma Hutcha Betzibur or Duchuy Betzibur? So we saw the Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Maskon Shehatuma. It's a little bit a misnomer. What Tosfos says here is a beferish and Mishnah and Tmura. They forgot to say. Rav Meir says this in the Mishnah that you say that the Tuma is Mutter Betzibur, but the Korban Yachid is not Mutter. It's a little bit a misnomer. It doesn't depend on Korban Yachid versus Korban Betzibur. It really depends on Korban Shez Manakavua versus Korban Shez Manakavua. Ruba de Ruba of the Korban Stibra as Manakavua. Over Yama Batal Korban. If you didn't bring your Korban today, you lost the chance. So that's Decha Shabbos and it's Decha Tumah. Because if you won't bring it, you can't bring it another day. Masheri Kane, a Korban Shez Manakavua, there's no big rush. So why should it be Decha Shabbos? Why should it be Decha Tumah? Wait till everybody will be Torah. Wait till Shabbos will be over. And don't be Decha Shabbos, don't be Decha Tumah. So Ruba de Ruba, the Korbanus Yachid, are not Zmanim Kavua. Once in a while you have a Korban Yachid, which is Zmanim Kavua. What do you have a Korban Yachid, Zmanim Kavua? So Tosfos says, Par Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol pays for it. How do you decide whether it's a Korban Yachid or Korban Tzibur? Korban Tzibur is paid for by Machzah Shekel money. If all of Klal Yisrael, the Ramban on Chumash writes, if all the Jews all over the world, how many millions of Jews are there? 14 million Jews or something like that. 7,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, 7,000 Jews in the rest of the world. 7 million Jews. So let's say there are 14 million Jews all over the world, and everybody gives a penny, and we join together, we have money to pay, everybody gives a dollar, whatever, and we join together, and we buy karbonis. That's Korban HaShutfin, the Ramban said. That's not Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur, the Tzibur means Klal Yisrael in the days of Avraham Avinu till Yimos HaMashiach, the past, the present, and the future. So what's considered a Korban Tzibur? Korban that's paid for, that's funded by the Machzah Shekel money. During Baisheni, the Mishnah records that the Tzedukim were running the show in the Beis HaMikdash for quite a few years. They had the whole Bez Nagorov was full of Tzedukim, and then they celebrated when they kicked them out and when they cleaned out the Bez Nagorov. So the during the Baisheni period, they had times when the Bez Nagorov was all full of Tzedukim and they were running the whole Beis HaMikdash incorrectly. So one of the things that they had, one of the hangouts that they had, was that they allowed an individual person, let's say someone is Chai B'Korban. He said, Hari Eloi Elo, Hari Elo Shlomim. Well, he was Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, I know I'm a neighbor and he has to bring a Korban Chai. They can't afford it. So I go to the Beis HaMikdash and I donate money and I say, I'm giving the money, I'm an Ashi's Kappa Bo Chaveira. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that there is such a thing. Magdish Amanashi is kapa b'chaver. I paid for the korban, and he should be. It should be oil for him. He should be the bala korban in kapar. When the kohen does the avodah, they should have him in mind. I'm donating it. So that's called Magdish Amanashi is kapa b'chaver. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So this man Baisheni, the tzedukim had this shtick that you can have an individual family. Let's say a wealthy family. They want to donate $20 million. To cover all the karbonis tzibur for the whole year. So I'm going to hang up the sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All the karbonis were donated this year on behalf of the tzibur by this wealthy family. So the tzedukim said that just like you can do it on the level of a karbon yochid, you can do it on the level of a karbon tzibur. The halacha says not so. The tradition, the Torah Shabbat always held, karbon tzibur is only if it's paid for by machzah shekel money. This idea, magdush al-manash, is kapa b'chaber, that only was on a karbon yochid, karbon tzibur, has to be paid for by Machzah Shekel money. So if all the 17 million Jews in the world will get together and each one will give a dollar and I'll have $17 million and I'll bring Korban HaSibur, that's Korban HaShutfim, the Ramban said, because this is the whole Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is from the days of Avraham Avinu till Yemos HaMashiach. So the Halacha says, if you donate the Machzah Shekel fund and the Machzah Shekel fund buys the Korbanis, that's called Alpi Din Korban HaSibur. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring a par Kohen Gadol Mitzvah. He pays for it. He has to pay for it. So that's a Korban Yochid Shezmana Kavua. So that's the Yom Kippur. It's brought every year on Yom Kippur. Parash al Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Or the Chavita Kohen Gadol. Every day of the year the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chavita and a Korban Mincha. And he brings it on Shabbos also. And it's a Maloch of Havarim. He burns it on the Mizbech. Kula Kolol. All things burnt on the Mizbech. It's a Maloch of Havarim. But it's Zman HaKavua. Every single day of the year he has to bring a Zman HaKavua. So the din is that it's Decha Shabbos and it's Decha Tumah. You have a rare Korban Pesach also, it says. Korban Pesach is clearly Zman HaKavua. If you don't bring it on Yud Dalet Nissen, you lost the chance. But it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah because it's Zman HaKavua. So that's what Tais says. Par Yom Kippur Chavitik Tengorol Korban Pesach is Korban Yochanheim and the Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah because it's Zman HaKavua. Then you have, on the other hand, you have Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur, Yisiri Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says, those are Karbonas Tzibur, but they're not Zmanim Kavua. You can bring it next month, bring it the month after. You should bring it, the hustle. You shouldn't wait 25 years to bring it. If the Tzibur is okay, they should bring it. That's not Zmanim Kavua. So you can't say, Ava Yama Batal Karbonas. So that's not Derech HaShabbos, and that's not Derech HaTumah. Fine. So that's number one, Tosfos says, but where the whole discussion that we're having here, what the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Dchui B'Tzibur, it's a little bit a misnomer, it's a little bit built in Meduyak. The terminology B'Tzibur doesn't really mean Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochid, it means Korban Shezman HaKavua versus Korban Shezman HaKavua. That's a Mishnah in Tumor, the beginning of the second paragraph. Meir says that in the Mishnah. Fine. So what's the Machlokes here? What's the nature? We learn out from Psukim that a Korban Shezman HaKavua is Decha Tumah. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Tanroim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, and that's in Yuma Zainam Abbas, that's quoted here by the Tzitz, and then it's Machlekes Avavim Abbas, Machlekes Amarayim, which opinion in the Tanoim should we accept? Is it Tumah Mutah B'Tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur? What's the difference between the terminologies? Huchwa Dechuya? Huchwa Dechuya, there's such a Machlekes by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh is Dechah Shabbos, or Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, Shabbos was never formulated, but it gets to Pikuach Nefesh, Hutra. Well, you have other cases like that. Machlekes whether something is Hutra Dchuyah. So what's an afkamina in definition with the Hutra Dchuyah? So the Rashi in Brachas, Rashi in Brachas on Daf Chof, writes, Dchuyah means Bekoshi Hitira HaTorah. There's really a problem. You have a conflict between this mitzvah and this mitzvah. And Halacha tells you which mitzvah is decha which. So that's, and the chiyah is only eif shalakayim shneim. Let's say there's a rule eser decha lo yisaseh. If you have a situation, kol mochem shatam motzi eser v'lo yisaseh im ata yochel lekayim shneim. If you have the ability to fulfill a mitzvah eser without violating lo yisaseh mutav, so do the eser without violating lo yisaseh. V'im lav, and if it's eif shalakayim shneim, then we say yovo eser v'yitcha lo yisaseh. Why? Because eser decha lo yisaseh is the chiyah. That's why we say eser decha lo yisaseh. It's the chuyah. So the chuyah is only if it's eif shalakayim shneim. Let's say pikoch nefesh is decha Shabbos. So many mishnayim hold that it's the chuyah. It's not hutra. So therefore, let's say if you have to save someone's life and you can save his life on Shabbos without being mechal Shabbos, or you can do it with being mechal Shabbos. If you can save his life without being mechal Shabbos, there's no need for the chilul Shabbos. So whenever you're talking A is decha B, it's only decha if it's eif shalakayim shneim. Whenever it's Epshel Lekayim Shneim, you can accomplish your goal without violating the Issa, then it's not Decha. But if the din would be the Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, Heta Gor, means Melech Atchila, the din that you're not, the Parsha, that you're not allowed to be Makar Karbonis in a state of Tumah, whether the Kohen Ha'ovid is Tomei or the Korban is Tomei, you're not supposed to be Makar Karbonis in a state of Tumah. If that Parsha was never formulated at all, with respect to Karbonis Tzibah, so Hutra Heta Gomer, so you don't have to even try to avoid it. It's mutter to bring the karbonis betuma even if you can easily avoid it. That's the nafkamina that the Gemara has. So here the Gemara has another nafkamina. When this machlok is satanayim, where the tuma is hutra betzibur, duchoy betzibur, one nafkamina is if it's efshel lekayim shneim, then if the word is that A is decha B, it's only decha if it's efshel lekayim shneim. Like by yeser decha lo yisaseh, it's a din of dechuyah. So it's only if it's efshel lekayim shneim. Here the Gemara has another nafkamina. We have an institution of tzitz meratzah. So the tzitz is only meratzah on psul tumah. There's a psul bamum, if a bamum is makriv, if the behemah korban is a bamum. There's a psul yoshev, if the kohen did the avodah in the sitting position, a psul smol. There's so many psulim, nifsal biyotze, nifsal balina, and so many different psulim. So the Gemara has by a process of elimination, the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma has a long brisa. So the Chumash says, "Haya mitzchah tami l'ratzon l'ayim l'fnei Hashem," because the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. So this is meratzah on the korbanis. A korban which should be pasul becomes kosher by virtue of the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. With what psul are you talking about? So the Gemara, the Braisa says in the Gemara, it only boils down to one psul. All the other psulim are balmum and yoshev and smol and laila and everything under the sun. The tzitz is not meratza on that. Tzitz only meratza on psul tuma. If the korban was korib in a state of tuma. So usually, when a korban is korib in a state of tuma, you have two halachas. One halacha, there's an iser. It's prohibited. There's an iser for a tomei shishimish. Tomei shishimish and misa b'dei shamayim. I think you have to look at the Gemara later on daf pei dalet. It's another erech amura that a kohen tomei is going to be makar of karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Also for a kohen to enter the Beis Hamikdash. Also if any tomei to enter the Beis Hamikdash, kohen Levi or Yisrael, there's an iser to enter the Beis Hamikdash in the state of Tumah. There's an added iser to be makar of karbonis in the state of Tumah. So number one, there's an iser shelo lahakriv karbonis in the state of Tumah. Number two, there's a psul. So the shaila is hatzitz meratzah. The tzitz is machshir karbonis, even karbon yochid. A korban yochid was offered in the state of tumah, so it would be possible. Unless the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz, then the korban is kosher. The tzitz is machshir the korban. So the Gemara had a machlekes tanoim, Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah. When you say that tumah is muta betzibur, do you need that the kohen gadol should be wearing the tzitz at the same time? If he's not wearing the tzitz, then you're not allowed to be makravit in the state of tumah. What do you say? No. If it's a korban tzibur and it's mutter in a state of tumah, so even if the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz, What's the issue? So the Gemara says, Beferish, the Braisa said Beferish, it depends on this shayla whether Hutra or Duchuya. If it's so, Rabbi Tzala Panavesh, Rabbi Tzchak Rabinovich explained, that if you hold Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, that's how the Rama passes, Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, not Hutra, so then the concept of Duchuya only applies to Yisurim. A mitzvah like Esa, Dechaloy Sesei, so the mitzvah is to be makrib, the karbonas tzibur, bismano, it's obayama batal karbonai, it's karbish as mano kavua, so the need, the tzorach gadol, to be makrib, the karbon bismanoi, is decha the iser of being makrib karbonas in a state of tumah. Decha the iser, very nice, it is now avera, but the karbon should still be pasul. There's an iser to be makrib karbonas in a state of tumah, and there's a psul tumah. So for that you need the tzitz to be meratza. It's not enough that you say karbon tzibur is mutta betumah. That takes off the Issa, but it doesn't take off the psul. So the way to remedy the psul is that the Kohen Gadol should be wearing the tzitz. Masha'ini ken, if you would hold like the other Tana, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the korban tzibur, korban shezmana kavua, may be brought in a state of tuma in its hutra, hetagoma. Hetagoma means the whole parsha of hakrovas kavonis betuma was never said with respect to korban shezmana kavua. Never said, so neither is a problem, not the Issa and not the psul. So you don't need the Kohen Gadol to wear the tzitz. So the carbon sibul would be mutter to offer in the state of tumah, even if there is no tzitz. That was the shaila. What about being makar karbonis bizmanazah? So Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger in the middle 1800s. So he wrote a whole open letter to Baron Rothschild, I think, that he should put up money maybe to build a Beis HaMikdash and we should be makar karbonis, and he writes that he solved all the world's problems about being makar of the karbonis. So the shaila is, everybody's tummy, there's a Sefer Kafta Bafer that was written by one of the Rishonim who went on Aliyah from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. So he writes also, he heard that in an earlier generation there was one of the earlier Rishon who went from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, and he was considering being makar karbonis. So he writes to me, Hani, how can he consider the makrokama? Everybody's tome, everybody's in a state of tome. So the whole Kaptur Beferach has many chapters, so he's like everything, like a novel. He keeps on writing, referring back to what happened before. So then he refers 20 chapters later, he writes 40 pages later, he writes, oh, I think I know what the answer is. How could he be makrokabonis in the state of tumah? It must be that the whole Havamina only was to be makrokabonis tzibur, and tumah is mutabit tzibur. So the shaila is fine. That was the whole meduber of Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha, and he sent a copy of the Sefer to Rabbi Kiveger and to the Sam Sefer and so on. They were all discussing this possibility of making a mizbech and being makar kabbanis sibur. So you're going to be makar kabbanis as manam kavua. Yeah, so you say that tumah is mutta betzibur, but we paskin duchuya betzibur, not hutra. So based on the Gemara, in order that the korban should be kosher, you need that the Kohen Gadol should be wearing a tzitz. So you need a tzitz, you need a Kohen Gadol. We ain't got no Kohen Gadol. Because we have kainim had yotim, they have to wear big dekuna also, so we're going to have to break our heads to figure out what are the big dekuna supposed to look like. We're not so sure. The Rambam says that it's nefes, is a long turban, 32 amas long, you wrap around and around and around, around a whole turban. Others say it's not like that. It's a question, what do the big dekuna look like also? Because we're going to take kohanim, we're going to make big dekuna for them, okay, but we're going to have to appoint a kohen gadol, we're going to have to manufacture a tzitz, we're going to have to wear the tzitz. Because we paskin the tzitz is only meratzah when he's wearing it. He's not wearing it, not. So you can't bring a korban Pesach. True, the tumah is mutta betzibur, but it's the chuya. We the Rama paskin the chuya. So the tzorach hakrovas hakorban Pesach is derecha the iser to be makrib betum. All of us are tomei derecha the iser, but the korban is going to be pasul. How can he be mashed to the korban? So in order to be mashed to the korban, if you hold the chuya, you have to have a kohen gadol who is wearing a tzitz. You have to appoint somebody who appoints a kohen gadol. That's a question. Who has the right to appoint a kohen gadol? So Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is commenting on the din in the Gemara. The kohen gadol is mismana bepeh, is mistalek bepeh. He has to be appointed by a committee, and the same people who appoint him have the right to fire him. The Mishnah talks about a person. There's a special din. If the Kohen Gadol was Machal Shabbos B'Shege, so he's not Miskapa B'Kizbo Hasira like a regular Jew. Regular Jew doesn't have the Sheish B'Koreh. So if he does a B'Shege, he has to bring a Korban Chatas, either Kizbo Hasira. If the Kohen Gadol makes such a mistake, so he doesn't bring Kizbo, so he has to bring Par Kohen Gadol. He has to bring achatas, a par instead. So the Mishnah talks about what if the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos, the Shegig, when he was Kohen Gadol, and then they fired him before he had a chance to bring the korban. So now does he bring a regular korban, Kizbo Sira? Because now Bishas Kaparim, when he's bringing it, he's a regular layman. He's a regular Kohen, he's no longer Kohen Gadol. They say no. It depends on the Shas Haver. Since at the time of the Haver he was Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. So you see that there's such an institution of firing a Kohen Gadol. You can be Misalkim. So who has the ability to fire him? The Taisis in Yuma Daf Yud Beis quotes a Yerushalmi, Kohen Gadol is Mismana Bepeh, he's Mistalik Bepeh. Whoever appointed him has the ability to fire him. Who is the one who appoints him? So Taisis says, who is Mismana Bepeh? Whose Peh is it? Taisis is not sure whether the Bez Nagodol or Echav HaKohanim. They're not sure who is supposed to appoint the Kohen Gadol. So today, if you want to make a Mizbech in Yerushalayim, there are people every year, Pesach, they want to make a, they go to the Mokam HaMikdosh and they come with sheep and they're ready to be makar, make a Mizbech, makar, you can't makar a Korban Pesach with no Mizbech. So they come, they're ready to make a Mizbech, and every year the same thing goes over. The Israeli police arrest them and they put him in jail, and that's the end of that. But they feel these Mishugaim, they feel they're obligated to try. They're obligated to try. So they come, they try, they take a sheep and they take bricks and they're going to make a Mizbech, and then the police doesn't let them, so they did the best under the second. What are they doing? They want to be makar Korban Pesach in the state of Tumah. So it's not enough that you have a Mizbech and you have a sheep and you know how to, and you know how to be Zarek the Dam and you have a coin. The coin has to wear big dekuna. They have a coin who's wearing big dekuna. They don't have it. Shechita Ksher Bazar, they can do the Shechita, but you have to have a coin with big dekuna to do the rest of it. You have to have a Mizbech you have to make. But then you need also a coin Gadol. Someone has to be appointed as the coin Gadol by the, duly appointed by the committee. Either the committee is the Bez Nagadol, or Mispana Bepez Echav HaKohanim. So someone has to put, then you have to manufacture a tzitz. They haven't manufactured any tzitz. The whole thing is Shigoy and B'yamud Samaratzim. If you want to be Makar Korban Tzibur in the state of Tumah, so Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur, the Tzorech HaKrobos Korban Pesach is Decha the Iser, the Aveir of Tumah. But Dechuya doesn't apply to the, Dechuya is a concept that applies to be Decha and Iser, but you can't be Decha Psul. So the Korban is going to be possible unless you have a Kangolo who's wearing the tzitz. So the Tanoim had this machlokes, whether Tumah is Hucha B'Tzibur or Duchoy B'Tzibur. What's an Afkamina? So the Afkamina, one Afkamina is Epshe L'Kayim Shneim. That's the Abdukarban Tamidim and Masofim that you have to bring today's Tamidim. Shabbos is going to be Masofim, then it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be Vaitan Masofim, fine. So when you have Tamidim and Masofim, let's say some of the Kohanim, most of the Kohanim are Tomei. And let's say one or two Kohanim from another Beis Ava, another Mishmar, are Tohar. So would you say, since Epshe L'Kayim Shneim, be makrib the Karbonis today, call a different coin from a different Beis Av. The Karbonim are divided into 24 Mishmaris. And every Mishma did Avodah 1 week, then the next Mishma did Avodah the next week. After 24 weeks, they were Chozer Chalila, and the first Mishma did again. How many weeks are there in a year? 52 weeks, we usually 52 weeks in a year. So the 24 and 24 is 48. So every Mishma had 2.5 times to be makrib during the course of the year. So a couple of Mishmaris would do 3 times a year, and the others would only do 2 times that year, and 3 times the next year, 3 times the third year, whatever. So there were 24 Mishmaris. Then every Mishmar was divided to 7 days in the week. So the Mishmar was from Shabbos to Shabbos. The Mishmaris would be Mischalfas on Shabbos. And then every Mishmar was divided into 6 Batei Ovis, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then most of the people went home for Shabbos. They wanted to spend Shabbos with their wife and their children. And then some of them stayed behind. So all the Mishmaris did the Avodah together on Shabbos. All of the Batei Yovis. There were 6 Batei Yovis. And then on Shabbos, most of the Kohanim from that Mishma went home. Those who remained behind would all divide the Avodah on Shabbos amongst all of them. So let's say everybody in this Beis Av today is Tomei. Everybody in this Mishmar is Tomei. But there are other Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash hanging around there. We can get someone else to do the Avodah. So Gemara says, that'll be the nafkamina. If you have tumas, hutra b'tzi b'heta gomor, you don't even have to try to avoid the yisr, even though you can call on a different coin. All the coin from this Beis Av atomi. All the coin from this mishmar atomi. So if you have duchuya, you have to avoid it. But the mitzvah of hakrobas korban tzibah is only duch of the yisr tumah. If it's the epsha l'kaim shayim, it's epsha. Call on a coin from another mishmar, for another Beis Av. But if you hold hutra heta gomor, you don't even have to try. That's the simple reading of the Gemara.
There's still other Kohanim. I mean, who says that? Why is that Chutra? Because there are the koinim there. I mean,
if the Chuya, the Gemara said that's the difference between, that's one of the differences between the Chuya and Chutra. Do you require Iyav Shalakayim Shneim? So Esed Doicha Lois Esed, Rish Lakish says is Doicha. So that's why I call Amar Rish Lakish Kamacham Shatamot to Esed Lois Esed. It's only dechev tziyav shelakayim shneim. So if you're tumah is duchuy betzibur, so it's only dechev tziyav shelakayim shneim. But if you call upon kohanim from a different beis sabba, different anshei mishmar, so then it's tziyav shelakayim shneim. So then it's not dechev. But hutra is hutra. If it's at the gomor, so you don't even have to try to avoid
it. Just the beis av that makes it already for everybody in the beis.
If you hold hutra, so you don't even have to try to call a different coin. It's good the way it is, because the whole parsha of Hakrova Betuma was never formulated in a gift of Karpin Shazmana Kavua. Right. So that's one nafkamina, whether you need EF Shalakayim Shem. Then the other nafkamina is whether you need the tziruf of the tzitz to be meratze. If you hold the chuya, so the concept of tchi only applies to be matan yisa, doesn't apply to be machshah the korban. So you need the Kohen Gadol should be wearing the tzitz at the time. But if you hold hutra means the whole parsha of Hakrova Betuma doesn't apply. So the parsha has two parts to it, the Isser and the Psul. So the whole parsha doesn't apply to a Korban Shemana Kavua, so you don't need the Kohen Gadol to wear a tzitz. So that's the whole issue. These loonies who go to the Harabayis on every year on Erev Pesach, they don't have a Mizbeach prepared, they don't have a Kohen Gadol, they don't have a tzitz. They're missing everything. They don't have a big dekuna. They're missing everything. The whole thing is a joke. They just want to make a scene, but they're not really prepared to be makar for Korban Pesach. They don't know what they're doing. That's not that. The Korban Pesach won't be kosher if they'll be makar of it. They're missing too many things.
Fellowship didn't know there was a mosque there either.
Yeah, right. They didn't know that there's nothing to discuss. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara had a machlokes. So what is it? What is it doing over here? Yeah.
Isn't the
Gemara says they both agree with Reish Lakish that Esed Dechal Esese only is Doichet, it's not Hutra, and therefore Esed Dechal Esese only applies if it's Eif Shel Kaim Shneim. There's no way to fulfill the Mitzvah Esese without violating the Lo Esese. So that's why you say Esed Dechal Esese only if it's Eif Shel Kaim Shneim. Their machlokes is what about tuma betzibur and a korban shezman kavua? That's hutra duchuya. So if it's duchuya, it's only doiche if it's yav shalakayim shneim, similar to esed dechalos esed. But if over here it's hutra, it's better than duchuya. It means the whole parsha doesn't apply at all. So then there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, you don't have to try to avoid the iser at the gomer, the prohibition. The whole parsha of hakrova betuma was never formulated with respect to korban shezman kavua. And number two, you don't need the tziruf of the tzitz to be meratzah, right? No, nobody disagrees. Some achrenim came up with a chiddush, which the pashtus says is not correct. So the Galatian achrenim came up with a chiddush that esed dechaloi sese minatara is really hutra. It's only with the rabbanon that it's tchuyas and minatara esed dechaloi sese, even if it is epshel akayim shnei. But the pashtus says that they're wrong. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so. That esed dechaloi sese is dechuyah. Menatar, it's tchuy. It's not a chumra mid rabbanon. It's tchuy menatar in it. Whenever it's epshel akayim shneim, so you have to try to avoid it. Menatar, it's not a chumra mid rabbanon.
But there's tuma hutra and tchuy and tzibor. Doesn't it need rov of the tzibor to be
tamei? There are different aspects of tuma hutra and tzibor. So sometimes tuma hutra and tzibor means the coin whose makriv happens to be tamei. That's one level of tuma hutra. Another case is the Kohen is Tahar, and he's Makar of the Korban Minchas HaHemer, and Nitmeis Minchas HaBiyodai. The Korban Mincha became Tomei. He's not Tomei. Korban Mincha became Tomei. So it's also, you're not allowed to be Makar of the Tuma, whether you're Tomei or whether the Korban is Tomei. So also, Minchas HaHemer is a Korban Shezman HaKavua. We call it a Korban Tzibur, Korban Shezman HaKavua. And the Gemara says, let him be Shaisek, let's just be Makar of Minchas HaHemer. Don't tell anything, don't tell anybody about it. Just leave it the way it is, because tumah is muta betziba. So the one case is where the kohen is tamei, one case is where the mincha is tamei. Then if it's a korban tamidim umusafim, that's a korban tzibur. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim, can you be makar of a korban on behalf of a person who happens to be tamei? Is the din tamei is mishalech korban oisav, or tamei zayin mishalech korban oisav? let's say a person is a person was Machal Shabbos b'shegig. So he sends money to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I'm obligated to bring a korban chatos because I was Machal Shabbos b'shegig. I ate chametz b'pesach by mistake. I ate Yom Kippur by mistake. Whatever. He ate chaylev adam by mistake. And he sends money to the Beis HaMikdash. Please be makor b'korban chatos on my behalf because I did this aver. So do you require? You should check up to find out whether the Bala Korban went to mikveh. When the Kohen Makariv in the Tamei, is there an issue if the Bala Korban is Tomei? So that's a big machlekes harishonim. So Tosfos learned, the Gemara says, Tomei Meshalech Korban Isa. A person is Tomei, can send the money to the Beis HaMikdash, they'll be Makariv the Korban in his behalf. Even if he has the highest level of Tomei, he's a Tomei Mace, he's a Metzorah, he can be Meshalech Korban Isa, there's no problem. And the Rambam learns that it's not so poshut. Tomei is only Meshalech Korban Isa if he has a level of tumah lower than av hatumah. But if he's av hatumah, then he cannot be mishalech korban isah. So let's say you're bringing to meet him umasofim, and the majority of the world Jewish population now are all tamei meis. Everybody went to a funeral sometime or another, so everybody's a tamei meis and av hatumah. The meis avi avos hatumah. Whoever attends the funeral becomes an av hatumah. When I come home and I shake someone's hand, he didn't attend the funeral, so I'm an avatum, I make him a rishon atumah. But next month, he'll go to a funeral, so he'll become tummy. So kemat mistame, ruba de ruba of Klal Yisrael has at one time or another attended a funeral. The Kohanim, how many Kohanim are there? They're not 51% of the tzibur. Ruba de ruba of Klal Yisrael, well over 50% have attended a funeral sometime or another. So we're all avatum. So according to the Rambam, a tummy ain't a mishaleach korban ha'isah, if he's an avatum. If he's an avatum. If he's a rishon atumah, a lower level, Then the Torah has Tamim Shalech Karbanas. If you can send the Karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's an issue. If you're bringing to me the Mumasofim on whose behalf, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so true Klal Yisrael consists of all the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Imos HaMashiach, those who are not born yet. But you have to determine, are you being Makar of the Karban on behalf of people who are Tomei or Tohar? So the people are dead, okay, they're not Tomei, they're not Tohar. They're not alive anymore. The people who weren't born yet, they weren't born yet. So you calculate with the people alive today. So if Rav of the people alive today, the 14 million Jews alive today, that's not the whole Klal Yisrael. That's what we said before. The Ramban Chumash says, if everybody will give a dollar and they'll bring korbanos, that'll be korban ashutfim. That won't be korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is only if you purchased it with the machzah shekel money. So true, the 14 million people today are not called the tzibur, but still, with respect to, let's say, if you bring Taminim and Masofim, if 51% of the people, the Jewish people alive today, are Tomei with an Avatumah, then it's called Tomei Meshalech Korban Isa. So then you need that the Rav HaTzibur should be Tomei. So these are three different cases. The Rambam has all three different cases where you say Tumah is Mutar B'Tzibur. One case, the Kohen happens to be Tomei. There are other Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen is going to be marked with the Korban is Tomei. The other case is, he's the Kohen is Tohar, and he's in the process of Makrev, the Mincha Saimer, v'nitmis Minchasa b'yodoy. The Korban Mincha becomes Tamei. So should he stop the music and bring a different Mincha? Not. So the Gemara says, Omer lo shtok. They tell him, keep still, don't tell anybody, just be Makrev it, because the Korban, it's a Korban Shezman HaKavua, so it's Korban Tum, it's Decha Tum. And then the third case is, when you're offering to meet him, umasafim ha'meyef of the Tzibur, so the din is Tomei Meshalech Korban Oisav. So according to the Rambam, Tomei Meshalech Korban Oisav is only if they're a region of the Tumah, or lower. Minatorah can't be lower, but when they're a Bani, you can even be lower than a Minatorah. A human being can't be lower than a region of the Tumah. Well, he was a Kabbal Tumah from a region, and he became a Sheni. There are four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. Or the Mekalim Ochum Amashk. So the Gemara says in the first Domin in Baba Kama, or the Mikhailim or on the Mekabal Tumah from an Avatumah or above. Avatumah or Avi Avois. The mace is Avi Avois Atumah. And someone who touched the mace is an Avatumah. So Odom can only be Mekabal Tumah from an Avatumah from Avi Avois. Can't be Mekabal Tumah from a Rishon. So if he's Mekabal from an Avatumah, he's going to a Rishon. Odom can't be a Sheni. Can't be low. So that's what the Ramam Sheet is. Tomei Meshalech Korban Oisav is only if he's a Tomei, a Rishon Latumah, or below. Below will be the Rabbanah. But if he's an avatum, he can't be Meshalech Korban Isa. So the Rambam writes, if you're offering to meet him umasofim by behalf of Klal Yisrael, and 51% of the Klal Yisrael in the world are Tomei avatumah, for some cause or another, either they went to a funeral or the nida or zava or something like that, so then you have to come on to the din. The din should have been you can't be mishalech kabanaisa. Then you have to come on to the din. The tumah is muta betzibah. So that's what you need. The reif hatzibah should be tummy.
So what does tumah muta betzibah have to do really with bringing kabanis nowadays? Because this summer you could find someone who never went to a funeral or something. So for him, since it's tachuya, they should have to find someone who's actually not avatim.
Probably not going to be able to find anybody who's tahar. Whoever went to a funeral shook the hands of the kohen who didn't go to the funeral. The kohen don't go to the funeral unless it's one of the seven relatives. So whoever lost one of the seven relatives did attend the funeral. He passed lo yitam as a chiyuv. He has to be metamin. So let's say you have a kohen who never lost any relatives. He never attended a funeral, but he shook hands with other people who did go to funerals. So he's also a tummy. He's not an av hatume. The one who attended the funeral became an av because the mace is avi avoy. So the one who attends is an av. And the Abba Tumah shakes hands with the coin, makes the coin into a Rishon Tumah. The coin is prohibited from being Metame LeMeis. There's no prohibition against being Metame to one who's a Tumah Meis. There's no prohibition, let's say a coin is going to take a course in high school and dissect a mouse, and he's going to be Mekabel Tumah. He becomes Tumah. That's not an issue. The issue only is a Kol Nafshe's Meis Layova, not to come in contact with a Meis. Let's say the coin goes to the AMP. And they have non-kosher meat there, and he picks up the package of non-kosher meat, and it's nevela, and it's metame b'maga b'masa. It's all wrapped, so there's no maga, but there's masa, so it's metame b'masa. So what? There's no avera. Avera only is the kohen shouldn't be metame to a mace. But the kohenim are probably all tomei. Even a kohen who never went to a funeral, he shook hands with someone that did come, he touched the person that did go to a funeral, so he becomes a rishon l'tumah. The other person is an avot, becomes a rishon l'tumah. Yeah.
We say that the Rambam says this is about Klal Yisrael around the world, or would we say like we said about Kiddush HaChodesh, where it's just, he defined Klal Yisrael there?
That's a good question. I don't know. You got to look into that. Who pays for the Machzah Shekel? Machzah Shekel only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, but does it apply even to the Jews who live in Chutz Lorenz? So the Rambam writes, even the Jews who live in Chutz Lorenz have to give Machzah Shekel also. And others are not so convinced. They say, no, Korban Tzibur, the Jews who live in Chutz Lorenz are Kiyichidim, they're not part of the Tzibur. But the Rambam says that for the purpose of bringing Korban Tzibur, the Machzah Shekel is collected even from those who live in Chutz Lorenz, they mechuyiv to. We know for sure that they certainly did participate. Like Tosis writes in the beginning of Pesachim, whoever lives in Chutz Lorenz is not mechuyiv to participate in Korban Pesach. But we know for a fact that very often they would travel. The Gemara said that's one of the causes for Ibar Hashanah. They're not going to make it, so we push off Pesach. We push off Yom Tov Pesach for another month, so they will make it. So we know many people did come. We know that people in Chutz Lotz used to send Machzah Shekel, but the question is, are they mechuyev to? And did everybody send? Maybe only a few people sent. Maybe they're not mechuyev. Like by Korban Pesach, Tosfos says they're not mechuyev, but many people did come to Eretz Yisrael.
When it comes to like a korban tzibur, is there an individual chiyuv for the person himself to be mishtatev for that korban? Do I have a personal chiyuv to be mishtatev to the korban tzibur?
Everyone has an obligation. All the men have an obligation to chip in to give Machzah Shekel. And if they didn't give this year in the Beis Hamikdash, they had 13 gigantic pushkas. They're called shofars. So one of the pushkas was called Taklan Atikin, and one was called Taklan Chatin. Shkolam Atikin and Shkolam Chadoshim. So that for the purpose of Hakrovas Karbon HaTzibah for this year, that they would put their money in the Taklan Chatin, Shkolam Chadoshim. Let's say, since the time here, there's a question in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, from what age on do you have to give Machzah Shekel money? From the age of 20 on, because for the purpose of taking a census for the army, so it says, Meres M'shona V'mayla. And there is no Beferish Pasuk about Machzah Shekel. So there are two girsas in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, whether for the purpose of Machzah Shekel, you only have to give from the age of 20 on up, or from the age of Bar Mitzvah. If you're taking a census of Kalei Yisrael to know how many soldiers you have for the army, that's Meberes M'sholom Ala Kalei Yetzi Tzov. You don't draft anyone younger than the age of 20. And that's so now they draft before 20. That's against the halacha. If you need. During the Melchemet HaShechur, little children before Bar Mitzvah were also participating in the Melchemet. I have a brother-in-law who was helping out in the war at that time. He wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. But now, you don't draft people until Rashi says, that's supposed, until the age of 20. Younger than 20, not supposed to draft them into the... So that's a shaila from what age on. So let's say this person became a Baal Tshuva at the age of 85, and he never gave Machzah Shekel before, never gave Machzah Shekel in his life. So, and every year Machzah Shekel is a different amount. Bezna has to assess how much. The minimum is Machzah Shekel. No one's allowed to give. Everybody has to give the same amount. Doesn't mean everybody gives Machzah Shekel. 1 year Bezna Gadol will say, we need everyone has to give 20 shekel. Just going to give Machzah Shekel, there won't be enough money to pay for all the, to fund the Karbanah Sibur. Another year they'll say everyone only has to give 1.5 shekel. It can never be less than a Machzah Shekel, but usually it's going to be more than Machzah Shekel. They have to calculate whether they think the coming year is going to have 12 months or 13 months, and how much do they think the behemoth will cost. Do they think the price of the behemoth will go up, and how many people are going to give Machzah Shekel on time? That's a what percentage of the world population is going to give Machzah Shekel on time? And then accordingly they determine how much the Machzah Shekel should be for this year. So it's not necessarily going to be the same any 2 years. That's a guy's 85 years old, he never gave Machzah Shekel in his life, so for this year he gives Machzah Shekel, whatever they said for this year, $25.88. So he'll put the money into the Machzah Shekel Pushke of Taklan Charetin Shkolim Chadoshim. And then for last year, the age when he was 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, since Bar Mitzvah, so he should give all that amount of money into Taklan Atikin. He has to had a chiyuv to give from the age of Bar Mitzvah, from the age of 20 on. He has to give whatever the Bezin established, the Machzah Shekel for that year. No one's allowed to give more, no one's allowed to give less. I mean, not more, not less than Machzah Shekel. Not allowed to give more or less than anybody else. You can't decide to donate money. Machzah Shekel Fund doesn't accept donations. You can't be, a goy can't donate to Machzah Shekel, the mission says. You're not mechuyev, you can't donate. Only if you're mechuyev. So then you give. And how much do you give? So you have to look back in the records. When he was Bar Mitzvah and Tov Reish, whatever, now it's Tov Shin. He was Bar Mitzvah, Tov Reish, whatever it was, Tar Pei Gimel, I don't know. So how much was Machzah Shekel that year? And then the next year, how much was the next year? He has to give all of that amount of money to the Taklan Atikin. What do you do with the Taklan Atikin money? So the Mishnah tells the Ishkalim, what do you do with the end of Ksubis, the last part of more talks, what do you do with the Taklan Atikin? The old money from years ago. The guy has the obligation to give it. So there's an interesting machloikis that belongs in Yuma. That's where it is. It belongs in Yuma. It belongs in Sochem. Okay. Well, the Tumah Hutcher B'tzibah, Tumah Tchui B'tzibah. What has it got to do? We're in the middle of the Sugya of Yibra Hashana. Why is it quoted over here? So the answer is, you only ma'abed Hashana if you have a tzorich. If you don't have a real tzorich, you're not ma'abed Hashana. So the Raisa and Yudalef Manav listed off tzorachim. The Tanurib Sochem got ruined. Gososh and Ekremim Kaimon. The highways were destroyed, the bridges were destroyed, the people won't be able to come to be Ola Rego, fine. So now there's a machlekes, a three-way machlekes atanoim. Are you ma'abed Hashana mipnei atuma? The Bezdin, it's Chodesh Ador. It can't be ma'abed Hashana a week before Pesach, it's already Nisan, a ma'abed Nisan b'Nisan. You have to ma'abed Hashana before Chodesh Nisan comes in. So how do they predict? We expect to have a Levaya then. How do they predict to have a Levaya on Erev Pesach and everyone's going to be Tamei? So Rashi says, the chief rabbi is deathly sick, and the doctors think he's going to die a few days before Pesach. And Nasi Shemei is HaKol Kreiva, everybody has to be mitame to him, and everybody's going to attend the funeral, so they won't be able to participate in Korban Pesach. Everybody's going to be tame by Korban Pesach. Fine. So that's one issue. Rashi discussed. How can they predict in Ador that the Rav HaTzibah is going to be tame when it comes to Pesach? Okay, what kind of a strange case is that? How do they know now? How do they know now what's going to be? That Rav HaTzibah is going to be Tomei. Fine, whatever it is, they know. So there's a three-way machlokes hatanoim. So one Tana says, Ma'abrim Mishashonim b'pnei atuma. They know that if they don't postpone Pesach a month later, the Rav HaTzibah will be Tomei. So true, the din is that you can be makar korban Pesach b'tuma, but if you can avoid it, you have to. You can avoid it, you should. So this is one way to avoid it. Postpone Korban Pesach, postpone Nisan, make another Sheni. So Pesach will be a month later than we thought it's going to be. In a month, everybody will become Tahar. So one opinion is, because he holds a Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, and whatever you can avoid it, you should. Next time it says, no, Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. That's not a tzorech. So you're not allowed to be ma'abed Hashana b'tnei atuma, but b'diyevet im ibrua miuberes, b'diyevet it will be good. So what was the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech? they did something, they brought the Pesach Shaloi Kakosil, they observed Korban Pesach the wrong time, and he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'ad, the Rebbeinu Shlom should forgive all the Jewish people for the sin that I caused them to do. What was the sin? So one opinion was that they were Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abah the Shana B'pnei HaTumah, and that was Shaloi Kedin. But Shaloi Kedin, so it's only Lachatchila, but B'riyevet it is in Merbuah Mu'beres. So what does he say? Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'ad. What Avera? They did an Avera that they made Ibra Hashana improperly. But it wasn't Avera Ochlos HaPesel Poloi Kakosu. Once they made Ibra Hashana was good. So that's where Rav Yudah, the Tana Rav Yudah says, no! It's even that Pasuk, even B'dievin in Mebruah Enimu Beres. Not only Tumah Hutra would see, but it's not a valid reason Lachatchila to be Ba'ad Hashana. Even B'dievin, it's also not Chal. So those were the three opinions in the Gemara. One Tana holds Tumah Duchuy B'tzibah, it's a good reason. If you can predict, Bezin can predict that the Roif HaTzibur is going to be Tommy when it comes to Erev Pesach, it's valid reason L'chatchila to be Ma'abed Hashana, that's a Tzara Gorl. Because we want everybody to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara as opposed to B'Tumah. Next Tana says, no, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur says not a valid reason L'chatchila, but B'Tzibur in Mebruah Mu'beres. B'Tzibur will be good. And the third Tana says, Rabbeinu says that even B'Tzibur in Mebruah Eino Mu'beres. And that's the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He's praying for forgiveness. Ochlas hafesel poloi kakosu ki even b'diavid im ebruah einam uberes. So that's what the tzlache is the kasha. How can you say im ebruah einam uberes? Don't we have a drasha atem afilu mutim even if he made a mistake? The Bezman thought that it's a valid reason to postpone Pesach because you want to avoid akrobis karim Pesach betumah. The Bezman thought that it's only dechuyah betzibah, and whenever you can avoid it, you should. And really, they made a mistake. It's really hutra. So this was an incorrect reason, but that's Allah mutim, even if they made a mistake, if it's within certain guidelines. They didn't make a year with 14 months, they made a year with 13 months. Everything is legitimate, but B'dievid should be good. So the Tzlach says, you see from that Tana in the Gemara, the Rebbe Yehuda says, even B'dievid, see from that Tana that Atam Afilu mutim, the Drosha only applies to Kiddush Hashem, not Ibra Hashon. That's his Raya. That's how he. So that was the answer to Tosfos Kasha. The bottom three lines in the Tosfos Yud Aleph and Beis. Why do you need the two psukim Kim and Tzion Teitzei Torah? Goes on Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because Teitzei Torah sounds like they make up something on the top of their heads that doesn't correspond to what it says in Sifri Halacha. They make up dinim. In the 612 mitzvahs in the Torah, you can't make up anything. If you made it up, it's not valid. It's not meaningful. Only Kiddush HaChodesh is the one and only mitzvah that you said Tam Afilu Mutim, even if they made a mistake. So that pasuk kibitzian teitzei Torah goes Torah chadosh and miiti teitzei. They're making up something teitzei Torah. That pasuk only goes on kiddush achodesh. And the other pasuk, the shich nesidu shuvas hasham. The both pasukim tell you need eretz tzion. You need shchenish amakim should be eretz yehuda. So the other pasuk, the shich nesidu shuvas hasham, that goes on ibra shana. Only goes on ibra shana because they ask the shich nesidu shu yester chachamim. When should I be ole regel? This month or next month? Then Uvas Hashama, when they tell you whether there's going to be a Shana Mu'beres or not, so then you should come either this month or next month, depending what they answer. So that was the Tzlach's comment with this Maharshua. You need the two Psukim, the one Pasuk only goes on Kiddush Chodesh, one Pasuk only goes on Ibra Hashana. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch asked on the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the end of Brochah. How can he say that? Rashi and Chumash quotes a Sifro in Stam Sifro Yudah. The Sifra is written by Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah is the one who says in Mebruah Einam Uberes. He's the one who says even with the evidence not chal. So it sounds like even with the evidence not chal, Atem Afilu Mutim only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Ibra Hashana. So what do you do with the Sifra? The Rashi quotes on Parshas Emor that the Pasuk appears twice. The Pasuk appears three times, but Rashi quotes the Sifra, says only working on twice. Beginning of the Parshas Hamoedes and the end of the Parshas Hamoedes. And both times it's spelled Chosavov. Elim Yad Hashem Shetikra Osam, and it's spelled Atem. So Rashi quotes from the Sifra from Rabbi Yudah, Lamailo Oma be Kiddush HaChodesh, Vekan Le'inyan Ibra Hashana, both by Kiddush HaChodesh and by Ibra Hashana, you have a Drasha Atem Afilu Mutim. So it's Beferish, even if you made a mistake, it is Chal. So how can Rabbi Yudah contradict himself? Here the Gemara explains within Rabbi Yudah, Amamar, that Rabbi Yudah holds, you're not allowed to be ma'abah the shana b'pnei atumah because tumah hutra b'tzibah, not tchuyah. That was machlekes Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon, whether tumah hutra b'tzibah or tchuyah b'tzibah. And Rabbi Yudah holds that therefore even b'diavad ain't a mu'beres because you made the ibra shana ink legamri shalal tzarach and atam afilu mutim doesn't apply. So what do you do with Sastira and Reb Yudah? That was the kash. So that's what this old business. So this is what we said yesterday. So I left off. Rav Soloveitchik had a teretz. So he said like this: if the Beis Hanagada would send out a letter, we decided to make a Shana Moberes period. And then he says, Shimon ben Gamliel, chief rabbi. Join. So that would be good. That's Atem Afilu Mutim. Even when they were sitting and deliberating whether they should make Ibra Shana, they made a mistake in the calculation. They thought that Tumah is the Chuyib Tzibur. Whatever you can avoid it, you ought to avoid it. And they were avoiding it by making Ibra Shana. So that was an incorrect calculation, because the din really is Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, according to Rabbi Yudah, Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. So then Rabbi Yudah would have said, the B'di Yevita would be good. But they don't send out a letter like that. The chief rabbi decided to make Roshanah. It doesn't write like that. He writes all the reasons. And he says, because most of the people are Tomei, and I want everybody to participate in the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. So therefore, with the power vested in me as the chief rabbi, I hereby declared that it should be a Shonam who bears. So the mistake is incorporated in the psak. When do you say Atem Afilim Mutim? When they say we hereby declare today is Rosh Chodesh, they don't say we hereby declare today is Rosh Chodesh because the Moilad Halvana occurred already, and the Moilad didn't take place yet. Let's say Moilad didn't happen yet. When they give the psak today is Rosh Chodesh, they don't give the reason why. That they sit and they discuss it in the Bezin. When they issue the psak, there's no mistake in the psak. Psak just says today is Rosh Chodesh. So if they would have given a psak, this year is a Shana Muberes, and today is Rosh Chodesh Adosheni. It's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Adosheni. That would have been Atem Afilu Mutim. But if they incorporate the mistake into the psak, that's how they always used to write letters. They used to write the reasons. According to the Rambam, Sa'ad, Avalos Moshe Sa'ad Lashana, Tosis said that Sa'ad is, he can be mitzarefat to one of the two Anomid Beis. Either any two of those, or one of those with a sad adomed aleph. Two things, two insignificant sarachim, gdoim and tloim and gazol shalap pirchu. You can't combine two of those together. That's a tzarakotin. You can combine one of these sads with one of those, and then two little tzarachim make a tzarakotin. According to the Tosfos, the sad, it plays a role al pidin. Sometimes you rely on that tzarach cotton to be mitzarfit to another tzarach to make Ibra Shana. According to the Rambam, the side is just to schmaltz up the letter. So you see from the Gemara, when they sent out the letter, when they gave the psak of declaring that it's Rosh Chodesh, they used to write all the reasons into the psak because they wanted the tzibur to accept it. So if you give the Ibra Shana and you write and incorporate the reason for the declaration of Ibra Shana into the psak, we were ma'abed Shana because Rav HaTzibur was Tameh, and we wanted everybody to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara. So the psak itself is Zuyif Mitecha. The psak itself has a mistake in it. So there, we wouldn't say that Atem Afilu Mutim. Atem Afilu Mutim. Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal. He said there's a machloikas in Maseches Nozir. There's a perek that begins Beishamay Yomer. So that's known as perek Beishamay, because the first two words are perek Beishamay Yomer. So there's a machlokes between Beishamay and Bisil. A person took a net and Naziris Betois. What's the case? Net and Naziris Betois. So let's say the Nozir has to be in a series of Kabbalahs when he's finished. So it's going to cost him a pretty penny. It's going to cost money. So he thought that he has enough money to afford it. He was relying on his bookkeeper. The bookkeeper tells him, you're rolling a dough. So he said, okay, he's Mekabel net and Naziris. Then it comes out, he doesn't have a penny. He can't afford this. Or let's say a guy donates, he pledges $10,000 to this, they're having an appeal for some yeshiva, he pledges $10,000. At the time he pledged, he thought that he has hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then it comes out, he's broke, he doesn't have a penny in the bank. He doesn't need a hataras nadar. That's mamash and neder b'tos. He thought he's giving some charity that he can afford. It comes out, he can't afford it. So how is he ever going to pay this money? So that's a neder b'tos. There's no machlek, it's b'shamay b'sil over there. Over there. So this machlek is b'sham esil by hegdish b'toyis, naziris. It says a nazir is kodesh yir, gadol peres haroshim. So b'sham esil hold that a naziris b'toyis is chal, and a hegdish toyis is chal. And b'sil is saying no, just like a neder b'toyis is not chal, neder tzedakah is not chal b'toyis, no neder is chal b'toyis. So neder naziris and a neder hegdish is not chal b'toyis. But what would be an example? So let's say a guy thought that he's very wealthy. and he's going to donate 10 korbanos oilo to the Beis HaMikdash. He has another $1 million in the bank. He's rolling a dough. Then it turns out he's donating. He doesn't have, that's his whole famegen, that's his whole value. He only has 10 animals, and now he's broke. He has nothing left. So that's a neder betois. So Beis HaMikdash say, if the fellow gave hegdish betois, so tois is not mevatel hegdish. Tois is mevatel other nedarim, but it's not mevatel hegdish. And the zeris is also hegdish because it says kodesh yir, God will perish our Russian. We pass like Beis Hillel that even a neder hegdish and then in zeris and tois also cancel. So what if the Gemara has this case in Perek Beis HaMikdash? What if the fellow says, he thinks that it's bekovedik to be magdash, a white carbon instead of a black carbon. He thinks that it's nicer. So he says, the next animal, he has a lot of animals, he says, the next animal that walks out from the ranch should be a carbon oil. And he thought it's going to be white. Then it turns out that it's a black animal. And he's heartbroken over that. It's not nice to bring a black animal. He really wanted to give a white animal. But he never said that. That's what he had in mind. That's what he was schmoozing with his friends. He thinks he made a calculation. He has so many black animals, so many white animals. They call up black animals came out already. The next animal that's going to come out from the ranch for sure is going to be white. And he says, the next animal comes out should be hegdish carbon oil. Then turns out it's a black animal. So that'll be a machlekes bisham and bisul. But what if he says, the next white animal that comes out should be hegdish, and the next animal that comes out is black? So the Gemara says, even Beis HaMikdash agreed that it's not chal. He says, the white animal that's going to come out next should be hegdish. It's not a white animal. It's a black animal that came out. So even Beis HaMikdash agreed. The neder hegdish that he made is mufrach mitoicha. It's not correct. That's Rav Soloveitchik against it over here. He said, true, there is a din. He didn't like this slach based on the marsho. That the one pasuk goes on Ibra Shon and one pasuk goes on Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Torah Chadoshim Iti Teitze Ki Mitzian Teitze Tzara only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, not on Ibra Hashanah, because Atem Afilim Mutim only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. He thought that that's not correct. What the Tzlach said is not correct, because Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Sifra that Atem Afilim Mutim applies equally both to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. Aye, but the Tana says over here, Eibam Sashanam Neatuma, and Reb Yudah holds even Ibru B'di'evet Einam Uberes. No, that's because he incorporates the Tam HaKiddush in the when he says Shana Zutayim Uberis, when he sends out the letter, he incorporates the reason why he says, I hereby declare with the power vested in me as the chief rabbi, Reb Shimon Gamliel, I hereby declare that this year should be Shana Uberis in order that everybody should be able to bring the Korban Pesach with Tahara. So he writes the reason into the Psak. Whenever you incorporate the Tam into the Psak and the Tam is incorrect, then everybody agrees that it's not Chal. That's not called, that's worse than Betoyes. That's like Mezuyev Metoycha, that's no good. That was the Teretz on the Kasha. The Pashtus is like that. How can you split between Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah? The Pashtus is that the Dinim are the same. You can't say that. Atem HaFilu Mutam only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. Doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. We mentioned when we started, the Rambam holds that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is one big mitzvah, Kviya Saluach, and it's only counted one as one mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. HaChodesh HaLachem, mitzvah says the Kuf Nun Gimel, Kviya Saluach, everything is included. And the Ramban thinks that the Bahad counted it as two different mitzvahs, because there was a problematic Bahad. The Gemara says, Ki Chochmaschem Ibn Aschem Leinei Hamim, that the nations of the world will see how intelligent the Jewish people are. What is that referring to? That we learn Sanhedrin, we learn Baal Rama, we learn Tzubas and Imams and Gittin Kedushin. They're very taken by that. What's Kiyichach Maschem Min Aschem? So the Gemara says, Kiyichach Maschem Min Aschem goes on the calculations of the Moiled and the Tkufa. We make all the mathematical calculations. They have to know mathematics, they have to know physics, to know about the pull of gravity, to know when the Moiled is going to be, and so on. When we announce the Moiled, it's not really correct, it's not really precise. That's the average. But it's not precise because the Moiled Halvana depends on the pull of gravity. So they're always going to be a little bit off. So for the real Moiled, you have to know physics. It's not just plain arithmetic. Yeah. When they announce it, that's the average. The Moiled is the average. So the Halachas Gedoilus counts. The Gemara says that part, Hichav Haschav Inaschav, is Chishuv Tkufis. when you calculate when the moilid is and when the tkufa is going to be, so that's a, so there are the halachas gedolos counts that as a mitzvah to calculate the moilid and to calculate the tkufas. Well, what's the mitzvah? So the Rambam makes fun of the Bahag. That's an asmachta with the Gemara said that that pasuk hichav maskam any amim that the Jews predict in advance when the Levana will be visible and when the tkufa is going to be. That's not really what the pasuk means. That's an asmachta midrabban. So the Ramban comes to defend the halachas gedolos, and he says, no, halachas gedolos meant to count as two distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam counted as one mitzvah, kviyas haluach, lumps together kiddush hachodesh and nivra hashana. So that's what the halachas gedolos meant to count as two mitzvahs. Hachodesh halachem is a mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh to declare when Rosh Chodesh is, the 30th day, the 31st day, and kiyichach maschem inaschem means that's the mitzvah of Ibra Shana, to declare when it's going to be Shana Meveres. So even if you hold like the Bahag, the way the Ramban understood the Bahag, that the two different mitzvahs, still difficult to say that Atem Afilu Mutem, you're going to say there's a Tanu who disagrees with that Sifro that Rashi quoted on Chumash, that Atem Afilu Mutem only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Ibra Shana. Pashta says that no one disagrees with that. Pashta says that the Dinim function the same way. Atem Afilu Mutem applies equally to both. So that was the issue. That's why that's the difficulty. The Slach was a genius, and he has a Harifas based on that Marshor to answer the Kasha, why needed two Psukim. But the Pashtus is that it's not correct. That Atem Afilu Mutem even applies to Ibra Shana as well. It doesn't only apply to Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah. So what's the halacha? You have to, Kviya Salua has to be in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lortz, you can't be Mekadosh HaChodesh in Chutz Lortz. Yeah, where that's the Gemara, the end of Brochus over there. The Gemara there asks, Tosis on Yer Aleph and Beis quotes from the Gemara in Brochus. That's the very end of Brochus. Daf Samach Gimel. Brochus ends on Samach Dalet, I think. So the Gemara says there, when Rabbi Akiva was in Chutz Lartz, he was Mekadosh Chadoshim and Ba'abashonim. So the Gemara says, how did he have the right to do that? So this is earlier in Tosis. On the eighth line of Tosis, Tosis quotes the Gemara Shani Rabbi Kibbe Shulei Niach Kamosa Beretz Yisrael Kedi Aminim Besov Brochus. That's the Gemara's question on Brochus Amal Gimel. How did Rabbi Kibbe have the right to be Mekadosh Chadosh Ma'abashanim Mechutz Loretz in Mekadosh and Sachodesh Ala Beretz Yisrael? Eretz Yehuda is only Lechatchila, Beretz Yisrael is even Me'akib B'diyevit. So the Gemara answers, if he's the recognized God Lador, Rebbe Akiva, everybody looked up to Rebbe Akiva. In our generation, the Satmar Chassidim hold that their Rebbe is the God Lador, and the Belzer Chassidim hold that their Rebbe is the God Lador, and the Lubavitcher hold that their Rebbe is the God Lador. Each group and each yeshiva holds that their Rebbe is the God Lador. So you can't say that he's the God Lador, but in the generation of Rebbe Akiva, there was no dispute. Rebbe Akiva is Lohaniach Moshe Beretz, he was clearly the God Lador recognized by you all, so the Gemara says, therefore he has a right to be Ma'abir and Chutz Lortz. What kind of a din is that? What kind of aloha is that? That the God Lador has the right to be Ma'abir even in Chutz Lortz? What kind of aloha? Yeah, Tosis at the end quotes the Rishalmi. The end of the Tosis, the last time. Rishalmi Amin Behedya, Ken Yechalim Labber Oysa Beretz Yisam, Ma'ab Moysa B'Chutz Lortz. So they quote Yirmi Yahanavi, Cheskal Anavi, Baruch Ben Neriya, Ibru b'chutz lords, because they didn't have the ability to be ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of aloch is this? It's not from the agricultural mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with the land. Nothing to do with agriculture. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik explained that you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says it doesn't depend on that part of Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha Shniyah. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. That's called Kedusha Rishayna, the first time around. The first time around was when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael. It took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Yeshua. Then the Gemara says at the end of Erech, and it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim, among the Mishpachas, then among the Yechidim. So the Gemara of the Kibush was the Chalukah, when they divided them up. And everybody knew this is my share, that's your share, this is his share. That's the Gemara of the Kibush. And the Kiddush, the Kibush, the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and the Goyim, was the Mikadosh of Eretz Yisrael. But then, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so most of the Tanaim assumed that Kiddush Alasi Lov. Eretz allots this kedusha. There was a minority opinion that was not accepted, that the kedusha bishayna that was accomplished over Eretz on the days of Yishuv Benun was kitchel osilava, and the kedusha never was lost. But we don't pass like that. We pass kedusha bishayna was batla. Then came Ezra and Nehemiah. They returned back to Eretz Yisrael after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, and they renewed the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What did they do to renew it? There was no kibush. There was no kibush. There was no Jewish government until the days of the Hashmonaim. Everything was under the control of the Goyish kings. There was the Mekadosh the second time around. So the Rambam writes, the Mekadosh the first time was the kiddush. So that's why it was undone. The Mekadosh the first time around was the kibush, the conquest. So when the Goyim took away the land from the Jewish people at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, so our kibush was undone. So the whole kedusha vanished into thin air and disappeared. But the Rambam says the Mekadosh the second time around was not the kibush. There was no Jewish government in control till several centuries later when the Hashmonaim took over, to 200 years and change, 203 years or so, before the Churban Abayis, the Hashmonaim took over. So what was the Mekadosh the second time? So the Rambam says, second time around, the Mekadosh was Chazaka. That's the question, what does it mean Chazaka? So Pashim Shah Chazaka means the Jews just moved in. And that's the halacha. The first time around when you create Kedusha Sa'aretz, you need kibush. And when you lost the kedusha and you want to just reawaken the kedusha the second time around, it's enough with chazaka. You don't have to have kibush. That's what the Yerushalmi like that. Yerushalmi says, the pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, hitivcha v'hirbucha mi'avisecha, we'll have it better off than our ancestors had. Avisechem, so the Yerushalmi comments, avisechem lo nischaivu b'chumus ha'maisis. Your ancestors in the days of Yeshua ben Nun only became obligated to observe the mitzvah tuis baretz after 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. Vatem, and when after the Shiva Sion, at the end of the 70 years of Golus Bavel, vatem miyad shenechnasim laretz nischayavtem. When they moved back into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any kibush. Whatever had a kibush the first time around, just reawakening the kedusha, so that's good enough with chazok. So the chazok, the bay sheni, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was based on chazok. It wasn't based on kibush. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether the kedusha shniya of Eretz Yisrael the second time around was that batla at the time of Churban Habayis or not. So the Rambam paskens that not, and he gives the whole explanation. The Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis Abchira, he says the kedusha starts the first time around was based on kibush. So when the kibush was undone, so the kedusha disappeared into thin air. The kedusha shnei was based on chazok. It wasn't based on kibush. Just because there was a kibush to take it away from the Jews, that's not a cause to say that the kedusha should disappear. It didn't rest in the first place on kibush, so it didn't disappear. That's shita sarama. Not everybody agrees with the Rambam. There are rishonim who paskin like the other opinion in the Gemara. The Gemara it's a machleg zatanai. The kedusha shnei was batla. Kedusha shnei loy batla. The Rambam holds that kedusha b'shayne batla, kedusha shnei was kitcha lo silov. Not everybody agrees. So here the Rambam writes regarding that you're not allowed to give smicha b'chutzlo, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam read in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about ayoros ha'omdos al ha'gvulim. So the Gemara before was talking about a different thing, that if you get reshus from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael to lo yishalmu, it doesn't help in Bavel. But it does help on the cities on the border. Ayoros ha'omdos al ha'gvulim, the reshus from the nasi will help the patrim tola yisham. That's the context of the Gemara. But somehow the Rambam understood in the Gemara about ayoros hamdus al gvulin. That's what the Kesef Mishnah points out. Rambam understood what the Gemara is saying is that any area in Eretz Yisrael that kedusha rishayna the first time around in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara says in Chulin and other Masechtos comes hari krachim kovshu al mitzrayim ve'lo koshu al bavel. There are many villages. The many krachim are big cities. Krach is a metropolis. Not a village. Habi Krachim, there were many big cities, Kvoshim Oli Mitzrayim, or Kvoshim Oli Bavel, were conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim, and they all Mekadosh it the first time around. And the second time around, Behinichum, they made a political decision not to be Mekadosh all Eretz Yisrael, because Shemitah was always a problem. And they realized, they've got to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, all the Jews are going to violate Shemitah again, they're going to have to go into Golas Bavel, they're going to have to go into Golas again, because of the not observance of the Shemitah year. So they left out sections of Eretz Yisrael that they weren't Mekadosh the second time around. So the Rambam says, you're not allowed to give smicha in Chutz Loretz. You have to give in Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha with respect to Mitzvah Satlei Yisbarat. Whatever had Kedusha the first time around, even though the second time around, V'hinichum, they left it out. They didn't Mekadosh it on purpose. They didn't want to be Mekadosh all the areas. But still, since it once had a din of Eretz Yisrael, once had a din of Kedusha Zaret, so you can give smicha in that area. So you see that the Rambam is talking about a different kind of Eretz. There's one din of Kedusha Zaret with respect to the agricultural mitzvahs, mitzvah plays back then. It's a different word. What kind of a din is that? That you can't confer smicha in Chutzlar. Why smicha has to do with the farmers? The farmers are usually not so learned. So only the farmers who do work in Eretz Yisrael are entitled to have smicha. What's the connection? Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, that smicha, you can't do smicha b'chutz l'aretz and kiddush ha'chodesh and ibar hashana, and then the Rambam has another one, egla rufa, is only noig b'eretz Yisrael, not noig b'chutz l'aretz. So these mitzvahs are not noig b'chutz l'aretz, not because they're agricultural mitzvahs and you have to have kiddush ha'chodesh. That's not the reason why. These mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael because these are mitzvahs of the tzibur. The tzibur has to bring an egla rufa. Or the tzibur can first smicha. It's not a private thing. A Talmid Chacham has smicha, he can first smicha to his Talmid. The one who confers smicha is conferring the smicha b'shem kol Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, where is it? The tzivis oisele yaneim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to confer smicha on Yeshua ben Nun, so the Baruch Shalom says he should do it in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. Smicha has to be conferred in public. Why? Because it's not a private affair that the Talmid Chacham has smicha. He wants to give the smicha to his Talmid. He's representing all of Klal Yisrael by giving smicha to the guy. That's how the Rama had a chiddush, that if all the Rabbanim gather together, they can renew the smicha, chiddush ha-smicha, even though there's no shalshelus ha-masor. Because the smicha is always like that. It's all of Klal Yisrael is conferring smicha. So these several dinim, smicha and egla rufa and kiddush ha-chodesh, ibra shana, can only take place in Eretz Yisrael. It's not so much because Eretz Yisrael has kedusha zaretz. These are not agricultural mitzvahs that it should depend on kedusha zaretz. Is because these mitzvahs have to do with the tzibur, and the tziruf of the tzibur is only on those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we mentioned in Gemara in Tainus, that some mentioned, Gemara says in Tainus, they only say the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu if the tzibur needs the rain. So Gemara says, what if you have a big city like Ir Gedolah in Ninveh, you have tens of thousands of Jews who live there, and they all need rain at a different season of the year. Gemara says, no, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Kechidim Dom, they're not considered a tzibur. The Gemara also, the Menchas Chinuch interprets that pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, how come we say halal on Chanukah and Purim we don't say halal? The Gemara gives three different explanations why. And Megillah Daf Yud Dalet and Erech and Daf Yud. So one of the three explanations is you don't say halal on a nest that occurred in Chutz La'aretz. What's the difference between a nest in Chutz La'aretz and a nest in Eretz Yisrael? So the Menchas Chinuch says that's why you only say halal on a nest that occurred to the tzibur. So a nest that happened in Chutz La'aretz, that's a nest for Yechidim. But nest that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, like Nes Chanukah, that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, that was a nest that occurred to the Tzibur. So the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the Tzibur. So that's the pashtus of this din also. And the kachinus hachodesh b'chutz l'aretz, it can't be marbed the shana chutz l'aretz. Why? Because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are part of the Tzibur. The people who do the kiddush hachodesh are really klal Yisrael. It's not the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol does it as representing Klal Yisrael. So the tziruf of Klal Yisrael only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Gemara says, if you have the Gadol Ador, and the Gadol Ador is Lehinech Kimos of Eretz Yisrael, he happens to be in Chutz La'aretz, and Rekida happens to be in Chutz La'aretz, so that's the Gemara in the end of Brachas Dav Samach Gimel. Gadol Ador represents all of Klal Yisrael, even if he happens to be in Chutz La'aretz. Or the Rishalmi says, it's not the din of Eretz Yisrael, but there is Kedusha Zaretz. Shami says, if you simply can't be ma'abed Hashana in Eretz Yisrael, so Baruch ben Neriah and Yirmiyah and Yecheskel, there weren't any Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So that's also like lo'yinich kamosa b'Eretz Yisrael. So then you can be ma'abed Hashana b'chutz la'aretz. The mitzvahs hakleis b'aretz don't apply at all in chutz la'aretz. It's a different word. When do you have the right to say that the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael? So the Bezin has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's lo bo b'cheshbon, it's out of the question. You simply can't be mekadosh the chodesh and Eretz Yisrael. So then the Rabbanim and Chutz La'aretz represent the whole of Klal Yisrael.
The Gadol Ador be able to give smicha and Chutz La'aretz?
Could be. Should be the same din. Could well be. So we paskan that Eretz Yehuda is lachatchila. It's not miyakeh b'riyevet. One Tana, Hanani Yishono, he was of the opinion that it's even Yaakov B'riyevet. Yeah. The thing more has to do, you can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh and Ma'abed Hashana B'alayla, it has to be Dafke B'ayom. That's elementary. That's a davar pashut. You need a bezin. So there's no kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla. How do you know there's no kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla? So you see the bottom line in the Rashi. On daf yud aleph amid beis. The Rashi quotes from lamed dalet amid beis. That it says, Voy b'yom achilu es bot. It parashas kiseitze. Kiseyen li yeshtein osham hachas hahu lo vachas no yod ala bonim. Hoya ben apkor lasniyot. Voy b'yom achilu es bonim beis hashiyah lo. So the Gemara says, "Bayom v'lo balayla." Bayom hanchilo is bon. What do you mean, "Bayom v'lo balayla"? The Gemara says, "A man who dies at night, so his children don't get the Yerusha." That's nonsense. You can't have a drasha like that. You say a man who dies at night can't make a tzavua. Also, does make any sense. Now, mistaber, you can only make the tzavua to change the percentages of the Yerusha. If you make the tzavua bayom, doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, "No, bayom v'lo balayla is the mocker for this din. You can't make a tchilas yeshivas bezin balayla." What does it have to do with a bezin? It's talking about a man who's about to die and is making a tzavoya. So the Gemara says the pasuk is alluding to the din. So if they want to rotzo isim din, they have a right to act as a bezin. Bal korcham of the yorshim. Let's say the yorshim don't want. The yorshim don't want this bezin. They want to go to a different bezin. Doesn't matter. Rotzo isim din. The three people who went to visit the choyla have a right to make a psak bezin. Why is that? Because like Teshmir Gedoy LeMeiria, because they heard from the man on his deathbed, he was saying how he wants to be Cholik Nachas of Alpiv. So that's the Alochev. We have a din Ein Eid Nasid Dayan, and that's the opposite from Loi Teshmir Gedoy LeMeiria. So when Loi Teshmir Gedoy LeMeiria means that Bezdin on themselves saw, so they don't need to be Megbaladis. Loi Teshmir, listening from Eidis, can't be superior to Ria if the Bezdin themselves see. But it is not a contradiction to the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. They themselves saw, so they can't serve as a dayan. So Taisa explained, it's not a contradiction. The Taisa is on Tesamon, the gigantic Taisa. The Taisa says, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is only Eid HaMeid. If there's only Eid HaRoyah, there's no problem. So Taisa explains, when do you need Eid HaMeid? When do you need Eid HaMeid? If Ruhu Balailo. So there was no Riyah B'Torah's Bezin, because you can't have a Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin Balailo. So Ruhu Balailo. Whoever the three shloshish nechus alavakar esachel balayla, they're considered edim. So they're going to have to testify. They're going to have to give a hagodas edus tomorrow. You can't say loy teshmeg dalemire. There was a riyas bezin balayla. There is no kviyas bezin. They came to visit in balayla, so there's no bezin. So they have to serve as edim. They're going to have to testify. Two of the people who went to visit the chayla, they heard the tzavah. Have to give a hagodas edus balpeh in the presence of a bezin. Once they're going to give Haggadah Seidus Baal Peh, then it's saying Eid Nasad Dayan, because that's Eid HaMeid. But if Ruhu Bayom, then you don't need Haggadah Seidus, because Loi Teshmir Gedoy LeMeiria, and the quoting Gemara Rosh Hashanah says like that. If Ruhu Balayla, then you need Haggadah Seidus, Vein Eid Nasad Dayan. If Ruhu Bayom, Loi Teshmir Gedoy LeMeiria. So that Pasuk, Bayom Hanchilat Bayom, Allah Balayla, teaches you all of these things. Teaches you that Kviyas Yeshiva has to be Bayom, and it teaches you that shloshish nichnas alavakar sachel erotzo osim din, have a right to act as a bezna against the wishes of the guy. And it teaches in the third din of loy teshmir gedali miri. Everything is learned out from that one word, bayom v'lo balayla, bayom v'lo balayla. So that's Rashi quotes over here. We know that din. You can't have a kviyas yeshiva bezna. A din imamunis, the din Torah has to begin bayom. Done bayom, v'gom balayla. If the tchilas yeshiva's bezna was bayom, they can continue in their deliberations into the middle of the night, but the kviyas yeshiva has to begin by yom. So Rashi is really, in a certain sense, Rashi is really asking Akasha over here. Why do you need these psukim over here to tell you that kiddush achodesh and ibra hashana has to be by yom? We know it has to have a bezin. We know from the Mishnah you need a bezin of three, a bezin of 3, 5, 7. So you need a bezin. You need a bezin. There's no bezin balayla. So what do you need the psukim for? Rashi said there's a different pasuk by yom alo balayla. So why do you need another pasuk that you can't do kiddush achodesh balayla? So Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains why you need a pasuk. Gemara says Ruhu bezin mechal Yisrael v'lahispik alam emekudish. That's the beginning of the third pair. Ruhu bezin mechal Yisrael v'lahispik alam emekudish. So Gemara says harei zeh meuber. So the Gemara says, but if Ruhu bezin, you should say loy teshmir gedali meriyah. So they should be able to pasuk in the way it is. So Gemara says yeah, but they didn't give the psak until laila. So Gemara says, but it was done in Bayom, it was done in Balayla. And the Imamun is, if you had the Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin Bayom, then you can continue into the night. So why can't the Bezin over here? The Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin was Bayom. Let them continue into the Laila and give a psak that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Can you do that? Say yesterday. Rambam says you can do that. You can say yesterday was Chodesh. So the Gemara says he can't do it because by Kiddush HaChodesh, even though he's chil bayom, the Gemara din has to be bayom. Unlike the Imam that is done bayom and gomer balayla, as long as the chilas yeshiva's bezin was bayom, you can give the psak even balayla. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibrashana is not so. Okay. So that's why they need a pasuk. Chok Yisrael, who? When is that? That's Bishas Gemara din. The Gemara din has to be bayom also. Why is that so? Why is it more chomer than din imam? And din imam is done by yom gamer balayla. So why can't, let's say ibra hashana, the tchilas yishev is bezem was by yom. They pilpul, and then it's already in the middle of the night, 6:30. They can't declare shana zutayim. They have to reconvene tomorrow and give a psak. Why? Why is it more chomer than din imam? So the Ar Samech explains why. He says in din imam is the psak is a gemara of the masa matan. They come a kabbalatus. They listen to the tainus of the balidinim. They discuss the case, and then they come to a conclusion. The conclusion has to be based on the whole masa matan. Has to be based on the evidence that was presented at the beginning of the din Torah and on the shakla v'tari. In Kiddush HaChodesh, Nibra Hashana, the din is atan lafinu mutim. You don't have to have any masa matan. Normal is you have a masa matan, but al pidin, the last line, the bottom line, is chal even without a masa matan, even without kviyas seidus. The Bezin can declare, we decide this is Shana Moberes out of the clear blue sky. No, they weren't Baidek. Oviv, Tkufa, Perisim, Atam Afilim Mutan. They made a mistake. Atam Afilim is hidden. They can do whatever they want. So therefore, that's what the Arsam says. Therefore, you can't say that the Gemara Din is a Gemara. It's a Hemshach of the Tchilas Yishiv is Bezin Bayam. Tchilas Yishiv is Bezin is Lamala Lamarid. The last line doesn't have to be a Hemshach from anything that preceded before. He says he thinks that's the reason why by din in the fush is done by yom v'gomim by yom. You can't make the gemar din balayla because by the gemar din by din in the fush is not just a gemar of the masa matan. The gemar din in the fush is a declaration that the min is a gabra k'tila, that's something new. It's not a hemshech from the masa matan. That's a new thing. So since it's a brand new thing, that's not called gomim balayla. It's a tchilas yeshiva bezn on the gemar din and din in the fush. So he said the same by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Shana, because of the din, Atem Afilu Mutim, the Gemar din is not a Hemshech, it's not a Gemar of the Masaman. So you're beginning it Balayla, you can't begin at Chilas Yeshivas Bezn Balayla. That's what the Gemar needs, an additional Pasik, Tikka V'chadu Shaifa V'kesel Yam Chagenu, that has to be Davke Bayon. Okay, cheerful Gemara. Okay, we'll lean out of tomorrow, but I understand there was a Democratic vote. And there's going to be a shiur tomorrow morning, whoever will be here. Okay. I'll give a shiur at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Is it Gemara or Mercy?
I don't know yet. I have to figure that one out till tomorrow. Okay.